Today's scripture is Psalms 37:10. A little while, and the wicked will be no more. Though you look for them, they will not be found.
Lord, I know that you will destroy all sin and wickedness, and I praise your holy name for it. Father, as I spend time in your presence, I can feel myself being transformed into your likeness. Lord, thank you for that renewal of my character, that you cover me with your robe of righteousness and do not count me among the wicked. Father, your ways are so glorious. Come, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Our thought for the day is, just think, what would it be like to be there when Jesus returns? Today, what if today, as you're listening to this devotion, you hear the trump, you look to the sky, and there is Jesus with his arms open, and instantly he takes you home.
Today's action. Watch the skies today. Today's treasure can be found in the book of Romans, chapter 16, reading from verse 27. To God alone, wise, be glory through Jesus Christ forever. Amen.
Have you ever gotten far enough away from the city, far enough away from man, that you no longer hear the noises? All you hear is nature, whether it's an owl hooting, a creek running. You stand there in what we call the dusk, and you can see the stars and the sun set. Then the sky becomes pitch black, except for an ocean of stars. And you're alone. There's no one there but you. Have you ever been there and thought what it would be like to suddenly have the sky become brighter than it had ever been in your eyes and hear that trumpet sound as Jesus came? That's our blessed hope, is to keep that in our minds. That whether Jesus returns in our lifetime or whether Jesus tarries, we will, if we keep our eyes on him and keep his word in us, awake after our eyes close next to his side. Oh, what a blessed hope, my friends. What a blessed hope. Is that your hope today? Is it your hope to see Jesus?